我在中国的时候
when I first arrived in China, I learned, you know, some new words.
那么刚到中国的时候呢，学了很多几个新的词汇。
And I learned that one, how do you say, Wending? Wending.
When, so where's the stability, the first
stability.
word?
Stability, okay, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Wending 工作 right?
Yeah.
Very important, Wending 工作
He's, he has a stable job.
Wending 生活
A stable life.
It's very, very important, right?
这些都很重要。
And at first I thought, well, this is something very, very unique to people in mainland.
首先我以为说这是在大陆的人比较很重要的事情。
But the truth is, everybody would like a stable life.
其实呢，是每一个人都需要一个稳定的生活。
We would all like a stable, secure life so that we can be safe.
所以我们就是希望有一个比较稳定的、比较保险的生活，所以我们有这么一个把握。
But the truth is, how human history works is, it's very often the case that things happen, they're economic, they're political, they're social, and our security disappears.
但是实际在人类生活是这个人类生活的发展呢，就是我们经常在一个变化当中，所以我们没有那个保没有那个保证。
You know, you work really hard to get a secure life, and then suddenly something in the economy happens, something that is local in politics happens.
那么你可能工作的很努力，终于有了一个比较保险的生活，但是呢，经济发生了变化，也许政治也形势发生了变化。
And you'll notice that this morning we're looking at a Bible passage from the center of the book of Revelation.
那么今天早晨呢，我们看了一段经文呢，是在这个启示录中间的一个部分。
And a thing about the book of Revelation, we have to remember who it was written to in its original context.
所以这是一个启示录，是一个
original，
是一个它有创造性的一些一些经文。
You know, originally, it's actually not written for us.
说这个呢是不是给只是给我们的
Originally, it's written to a group of seven churches that are in what is now Turkey.
说这是主要给那些在现在的土耳其当中的七个教会
And their stability was falling apart.
他们的这个稳定性呢，已经开始离开了
You know, they had were building their lives, they were building their churches, they were trying to follow Christ.
那么他们呢，在那里建立他们的生活，建立他们的教会，他们想跟随耶稣。
And then this emperor Domitian comes along, and he wants to change things. In the past, an emperor would be called a god after he dies, but suddenly he wants to be called a god while he's alive.
那么这个罗马皇帝呢，就开始呢，他想让别人来称他为神。
And Emperor Domitian, he wants people to worship him. You come, you sacrifice, you burn incense, and you worship Caesar as Lord.
所以这个凯撒呢，就是说让人呢把他当神来敬拜，在他的面前烧香敬拜。
And if you don't, like Christians won't, you have problems.
就是如果你是个基督徒，你不要敬拜的话，那你就有问题了。
And then 10 years before, all of the Jewish synagogues throughout the Roman Empire.Kicked the Christians out of the synagogues and were saying a lot of bad things about Christians.
那么在这之前十年当中呢，他这个当地的很多的犹太会堂呢，把基督徒从他们的犹太会堂里赶出去，然后给他们说了很多的坏话。
And so then the Jewish synagogue leaders were going to the local Roman officials and telling them they won't worship Caesar. There's problems with them. You should persecute them. And so the Jewish synagogue leaders were causing the Roman officials to persecute the Christians.
所以当地的很多的这个犹太会堂的领袖呢，就到了罗马的执政者当中去，就说这些人他们不敬拜凯撒，所以呢你们要迫害他们。
And their jobs were threatened.
他们的工作呢也受到了威胁。
In that time.You had to belong to a union.
在那个时候呢，你要你要参加一个好像类似于工会的一种形式。
And so at that time, if you had a certain job, you had to work in a certain part of the city, and you had to live there.
那么那个时候呢，如果呢你要是做某种工作的话呢，你要住在这个城市当中的某一个区域里边。
And you had to be part of the local union. If you weren't part of the union, you can't buy, you can't sell anything.
如果你不是属于那些工会的话呢，所以你就不能够买和卖任何东西。
But the thing about the union is that every union had its own god that it worshipped, and at the feast there was a lot of sexual immorality.
那么在那个时候，但是问题在于，当时每一个工会呢，他们都有工会自己的神，在他工会的神的面前呢，有很多淫乱的事情。
So if you would not worship the god, if you would not go to the banquets where there was a lot of sexual immorality and prostitutes, you could not do business.
So 如果你这个不去敬拜这个工会的神，不去参加他们的宴会，去进行那些淫乱的事情，那你就不能做这个工作。
And we think it's a very different world.
那么我们觉得那个是个很不一样的世界。
But we have political things that happen that change our lives.
那么我们也当中也有一些政治，生活发生了变化，影响我们的生活。
Society changes and suddenly people look at us badly.
那么这个社会突然发生了变化，有些事情看的好像人觉得很就不好了。
The economy collapses and our company moves away.
那么有时候这个经济呢就衰退了，然后我们公司呢就搬走了。
Or maybe the job that we've been doing for so many years no longer is worth anything and we lose our work.
那么或者我们一直在做的工作呢，这个工作呢就不值钱了，我们不能够也以此养生了。
稳定生活没有。
So, no stability in work, in life.
When our stability disappears, what do we do?
那么当我们的稳定性离开的时候，我们做什么呢？
What we do is we remember that the king is on our throne, on his throne, and our mission still continues.
所以在这种没有稳定性的时候，我们要记住王在他的宝座上，我们的使命依然延续。
We need to remember that God is in control, Christ has already conquered, and our mission continues.
我们知道，要知道神在掌权，耶稣得胜了，我们的使命正依然继续。
So as we read our scripture, there's three pages of it.
那么我们读我们的经文的时候呢，有大概有三章。
Remember, he's telling people who have lost their security, take your eyes, your heart, your mind, and focus them on God, not on yourself.
所以他就告诉那些没有安全感的人说，不要看你的问题，把转睛看神。
So as soon as John writes his letters to these churches that are being persecuted, he takes them and says, look at heaven.
所以当他给这些教会写信的时候，他说你们来看看天上的事情。
Look at what it says here.
来看一看我们这个地方是怎么说的。
John has come up to heaven and he's seen God on his throne.
他来到天上，他看到神坐在宝座上。
And then he realizes God is in control of history.
他就知道神在掌控世界。
Look at the picture that God has given John.
我们来看看神所给他那个景象是怎么样的。
First he says, you know, then I saw in the right hand of him who sits on the throne, that's God.
那么他就说，我看见坐在宝座上，坐宝座上的右手边，就这个宝座上的就是神。
There was a scroll that was written on the inside and on the out, and it was sealed with seven seals.
他们的手上有一个书卷，它里边呢是里边和外边都写着字，是用七印封严了。
Now, what's in the scroll?
那么在这个书卷里面是什么呢？
All of God's judgments that will be at the end of history.
那么神的审判在历史结束时候的审判都在里面。
But God's judgments that he pours on sinful man during history.
或者是神在人在世界历史过进程当中神对人类的审判也在其中。
But it's actually all of human history.
实际上这件书卷就是人类的历史。
God has it in his hand and he is in control.
神这个书卷在神的手中，他在掌控。
And then there's this strong, mighty angel, and he comes and he proclaims with a loud voice, "Who, who is worthy to open the seal or open the book and break the seals?"
那么有看见一个大力的天使大声地说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
And then you want to cry.
那么他就开始哭了。
You know, it says here that nobody in heaven, on earth, and under the earth could open the book and even look inside.
那么我们哭的原因就是因为在天上、地上、地底下没有能展开、能观看的书卷的。
You feel like everything's out of control.
你就觉得说我们就一切都失控了。
And then it says here, look at what John did. It says, he wept and he wept because nobody was found worthy to open the scroll and look inside.
那么约翰呢，他就大哭，因为是在天上地，因为是没有配能展开、能配观看的书卷的。
And then one of the elders that was standing there, he says, don't weep, John.
那么其中呢，有一位长老就说约翰，你不要哭。
And he says, look.
说你看。
See, when it says here,
说在这个地方写着
it says here, see,
说你来看
but that's not the meaning. The meaning is a command. Look, put your attention on that.
他说这个地方不是说让你看，是这是一个命令，说你转睛来看一看谁在掌控。
Look, it's the lion.
说你看是在大卫的狮子。
The lion of the tribe of Judah,He is the root of David. He has overcome.
是犹太支派中的狮子是大卫的根，他已经得胜。
Don't weep. Christ is in control.
不要哭，因为耶稣在掌控。
He's able to open the scroll, the book, and he's able to look inside. He is in control of all history.
所以他可以打开那个书卷，他可以看到里面，他在掌控历史。
He wants to see this lion.
是他，你要看到这个狮子。
So as we go on to the next verse.
所以我们再看下一这个经节的时候，我们再看看这个狮子。
Remember, we all saw pictures of the lion this week, right?
所以我们也都知道这个狮子什么样的。
He turns and what does he see? A lamb.
所以他转身一看，原来是一个羔羊。
And the lamb is though it's slain, it's killed, it's got a throat slashed.
所以我看到羔羊好像被杀过，他的这个脖子被杀过。
And he's standing in the middle between the throne, and he's got the four living creatures, and the elders are all around him. He's in the center of history.
他站在那个宝座前，他的被这个四活物和长老们围绕着。他是在这个历史当中。
What does that lamb look like?
他这个羔羊是什么样子呢？
You know, he has the slash across his neck from having been sacrificed to pay for sins.
所以他脖子上有那个被杀的痕迹，他已经被牺牲过了。
But he has seven horns.
但是他有七个角。
Seven eyes.
有七个眼。
Seven is the number of perfection.
说七在犹太文化里是完美的意思。
He has perfect power.
他有完美的能力。
Perfect knowledge.
完美的知识。
And then it says here that.The eyes are also the seven spirits that are sent throughout the earth, so he knows everything that's going on.
所以他也这个眼睛代表他七灵，所以他在七灵在全世界，所以他知道世界所有一切进行的事情。
And then what happens? He goes and he takes it, the scroll, out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne, God the Father.
所以他做什么呢？他就坐在宝座上的，从右手里边拿了这个书卷。
And then when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, what do? They fall down in worship before the Lamb.
说他拿了书卷以后，这个四活物和二十四个长老怎么做呢？他们就在俯伏在他的面前。
Now I want you to watch this.
那我想让你定睛在这个事情上。
He says each of them had a harp.
所以每一个人都有一个琴。
And golden bowls that were full of incense.
还有在一个有一个金炉里边燃有香。
Don't ask me how they can have the incense and play the harp at the same time. I don't know.
所以不要问我说他们为什么一个手能拿着香炉还可以弹这个琴。
But the incense is your prayers.
但是这个香炉里的香是我们的祷告。
You know, when our life is not working, we pray.
当我们的生活呢不正常的时候，我们就会祷告。
You know, it says the golden bowls are what? They're the prayers of God's people going up to Him.
所以这个金炉里面的香就是是神的子民他们的祷告。
We lose our jobs, we pray. It goes up to God.
说我们当失业的时候，我们祷告就到了这个祷告到了神的面前。
You know, there's a disease that comes through the community, and you're sick. What do? You pray. It goes up to God, who has the seven eyes that knows everything.
如果我们当我们的社区里面有疾病的时候，我们得了病，我们祷告，我们的祷告就到了神的那里去，因为他有七眼，他知道我们当中发生的事情。
We're being harassed by other people, and we pray because we've done nothing wrong.
别人骚扰我们，因为虽然我们没有做任何错的事情。
And our prayers, like incense, go to God. He has seven eyes that can see. But look at, He has seven horns, which means He has perfect power.
所以我们的祷告在这种骚扰的时候，我们祷告达到神的面前。神不光有七眼知道我们发生的事情，还有七脚，这代表他完美的能力。
See, the king is on his throne.
所以我们看这个王在他的宝座上。
See, when things go bad, God is in control.
在当事情发展不如意的时候，神在掌控。
Christ has conquered.
耶稣基督得胜了。
But we have a mission.
但是我们有一个使命。
We got to remember God's purpose.
但是我们要知道神的目的是在哪里。
We get reminded of that when we see the song that comes.
所以我们会被这个接下来的这个诗歌来提醒。
They sing a new song.
他们唱了一个新歌。
You know, the new song is like the song that they sang when they came out of Egypt and Miriam sung the song.
所以当时他们就像犹太人从埃及出来的时候，他们也是唱新歌。
You know the horse and rider he threw into the sea. You see, God has conquered already.
所以你看到神把这个所有的埃及的这个战车、战马都丢在海里面，是神已经得胜。
We're now safe from the Pharaoh.
我们可以从法老当中面前，我们安全了。
And Christ has already conquered.
那么基督已经得胜了。
Look at what they say. They say, "Worthy are you to take the scroll."
所以我们看到他说你配拿书卷
and to open its seals
配揭开七印
why
为什么
because you were slain you were killed for us
因为你曾被杀用自己的血
and why
为什么呢
because you used your blood that wine to buy us to purchase us to ransom us
因为你是用你自己的血是从赎买我们来
but look at God's purpose
那我们看神的目的是什么
？It's to redeem people from every tribe, every language, every people and nation.
是他的目的是从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来。
And then he tells us of our responsibility.
然后告诉我们的责任在哪里
？Did you notice that Pastor Jeremy told us of our responsibility？
你们注意到这个朱牧师他告诉我们的责任在什么地方吗
？Did you notice that？
你们注意到没有呢
？You know, he said, "Hey, we're gonna celebrate Christ's death."
那么他说我们要庆祝耶稣基督为我们受死。
His blood.
他的宝血。
Go.
去。
Go.
去。
Make disciples.
去使万民做我的子做我的门徒。
Every nation
是万民。
That's our responsibility here in Vancouver.
这就是我们住在温哥华的子民是的我们的使命。
I mean, look at what it says. It says people from every tribe, language, or no, every tribe.
所以我们看到这个说是
tribe, language, people, and nation.
从各族、各方、各民、各国。
And you've made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God.
是我们都成为国民做祭司，归于神。
And they're going to reign on earth.
他在会地上执掌王权。
I mean, everything falls apart. God is in control. Christ is conquered. But we've got a mission.
但是呢，如果世界什么都不行的时候，但是神在掌权，我们有任务要做。
Let me pray before I begin.
那么我们来祷告，在继续之前。
Father, I pray to you that your Spirit would really help us to see that you are in control.
我们天父，我们向你祷告，我们让使我们能够看到你真是在地上执掌王权。
And I pray that you'll help us to realize that our security is in Christ and Christ alone.
同时也让我们能够清楚的知道，我们的平安是在耶稣基督，而且只在耶稣基督里边。
Please help me be faithful as I teach what your Word says.
请帮助我能够在你的面前忠心，在我教导你的话语的时候。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Okay, so I have a question.
那我有一个问题。
How far away is Gresham?
那么你们知道这个 Gresham 离我们有多远吗
？Gresham?
Gresham, 大家知道吗
？Have you ever heard of Gresham?
听说过 Gresham 这个地方吗？
I don't know if you. Where is Gresham?
Gresham 在哪儿？
How far?
多远吗？知道？
You know, people sometimes are caught up in history.
人呢，有的时候我们呢，经常在思考在历史里边。
I don't know if you know this couple.
那么你知不知道这一对夫妻？
You know, I mean, you have to read the newspaper very, very closely to know anything about this.
所以你还是要读得很仔细才知道他们发生的所有的事情。
Do you know who they are?
知道他们是谁吗？
Okay, I want to introduce you to Melissa and Aaron Klein.
我想介绍你们认识莫丽莎和亚伦Klein。
And you know, the Klein in German means small, so these are people that are small and don't have a lot of power.
所以这个 Klein 这个词呢，在德语里面是小的意思。所以这个他们说来认识这对小的人家。
And you know, they have a bakery that's called Sweet Cakes by Melissa.
他们有一个卖这个糕点的一个商店，就是叫做这个甜饼店。
Do you remember?
莫丽莎的甜饼店。
You know them?
你们知道吗？
Wow.So, do you know, a few weeks ago, same-sex marriage was declared legal.
So, you know, a few weeks ago, the government said that homosexual marriage is legal.
And Oregon had already declared it legal.
So, Oregon had already declared it legal.
And these are people just like you and I.
So, these are people like you and I. These are people
You know, what do? They have a little tiny small business. They've got five children. Well, you don't have five children, but they have five children.
So you know, they have this sweet cake and they have five children.
And they just run this little tiny bakery.
They just have this little tiny bakery. And
sometimes they make wedding cakes.
They sometimes make wedding cakes.
And a couple of years prior,They made a wedding cake for the mother of a local woman, and that wedding cake was for $250.
说在几年之前，他给一个当地的一个母亲那个结婚蛋糕做了一个结婚蛋糕，大概那个时候是$250。
You know, I'd like to make a birthday cake for $250.
但是那生日蛋糕，那我也想弄一个做一个$250的生日蛋糕。
She must be pretty good.
他可能确实很不错的一个人。
ButThen after 2 years, this lady comes back, but not for her mother, it's for herself.
那么这是这个母亲呢，过了两年以后呢，她没有给自己再做蛋糕，她是不是给她母亲，是给她自己做一个蛋糕。
And then her mother, this woman and her mother walk in and they want to order a wedding cake.
所以这个母亲跟这个女儿呢，她进来，她们要定做一个结婚蛋糕，婚礼蛋糕。
And then when asked, who is the bride?
他们就说，那么谁是新郎呢？
So the woman,
新娘呢？
The woman says, okay, well, it's this woman's name.
所以他就说了这个人就说呢，说了一个女人的名字，说这是新娘。
And then,
那接下来呢？
Then who's the groom?
他说那是谁是新郎呢？
And the woman says, me.
这个女的就说呢，说我就是新郎。
You know, two women get married.
说这是两个女人，她们要结婚。
Okay. You know, and they're Bible-believing Christians.
Say it again.
Bible-believing Christians.
我们就是信圣经的基督徒。
And they said, we won't make a wedding cake for two women that are getting married.
因为他们是信徒，所以我们不愿意给两个女人结婚做这个蛋糕。
And then they suddenly find that they are in the middle of a nationwide war over.Same-sex marriage.
突然他之间，他们就发现他们在身处在当中一个全国性的一个有关同性婚姻的这个争议当中。
And then the whole gay lesbian community turns on them.
所有的同性恋的社区就开始攻击他们。
They end up having to shut their business.
说最后的结果，他们关了他们的这个生意的门。
And then they're attacked by the media.
他们而同时被美国的媒体所攻击。
And the social media.
所以包括这个社交媒体。
You know, you can see this Facebook from a group, boycott Sweet Cakes by Melissa.
所以你看，我们有一个网站，就是来我们来抵制这个他们的甜品店。
After paying those tens of thousands of dollars in lawyers' fees, now the judge or the commissioner wants them to pay $135,000.
所以他们花了成千上万的钱来雇了律师来为他们辩护，以后他们又被这个他们最后的这个结果是他们要需要赔135,000块钱。
有没有稳定生活？
他们 do they have a stable life?
Not anymore.
说这不会再有了。
You know that happens to anybody.
这种事情可以给发生在任何一个人身上。
Quickly.
很快的。
We can get sick.
所以我们可以得病。
You know, we can become so sick or we can't work.
So, we become so sick that we can't work.
You know, the company doesn't work and it shuts down and our stability is gone.
或者这个公司呢，公司破产了，它关门了，所以我们也没有工作了。
What do we do?
那我们做什么呢？
You know, we got to remember something.
So, 我们要记住有些事情。
Got to take our eyes off of the problem.
所以我们从我们的眼睛从我们的问题上移开。
And put our eyes on God.
我们要定睛来看神。
God tells us, "Don't worry, I am still in control."
对，神告诉我们说，不要着急，因为我在掌控。
You know those people in the churches in Asia? They were all losing their jobs.
你知道在这个亚洲这些教会，他们都失去他们的工作。
And God says, "Look at me, I'm on the throne."
说神告诉这七个教会说，你看我在掌控。我在宝座上。
God is still in control.
神仍然在掌控。
And His sovereignty is eternal; it doesn't ever stop.
他的主权是永远的，是永远不会停止的。
So He gives him this vision. He says, "Look, there is this throne in heaven. There's one seated on the throne."
所以他就看到一个异象，就是看到这个有人坐在他的宝坐在神坐在宝座上。
And then twice, as he's describing the four creatures and the 24 elders that are worshiping him, what does he say? It says, "Him who is on the throne, he lives forever and ever."
So he 两次在描述这四活物和二十四长老在敬拜他说那坐在宝座上的活到永永远远者。
Those people causing you problems, they don't live forever, but God lives forever.
那些找麻烦的人，他们不会永永远远活着，但是神是永永远远活着。
And then he repeats it. Him who sitteth on the throne, he lives forever and ever.
所以他接着又重复说，那坐在宝座上的要活到永远永远。
And then if we know our Old Testament,
但是如果我们记得住我们的这旧约圣经的话，
our minds automatically go to Daniel 7.
所以我们的心呢就会马上到但以理书第七章九节。
Where the Son of Man is given authority over all things by the Ancient of Days.
人子就给了他在地上所有的权柄。
You know, we're remembering that in the context of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians persecuting the people of God,
当我们知道是尼布甲尼撒在迫害那些神的子民的时候，
God gives Daniel a vision.
那么神给了但以理一个异象。
And what does he tell those people in Babylon?
他告诉那些在巴比伦的人是说什么呢？
He says, "Look, there is the thrones that are seated in heaven, and the Ancient of Days, God the Father, who lives forever. He's still in control."
所以我刚看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。
When our lives are out of control, He's speaking to us. God is still on His throne, and He is in control.
等我们生活出了麻烦的时候，神就会告诉我们说他在掌权。
And it's a powerful, powerful control.
但是是有权能的、有能力的这个掌控。
You know, as we look at the throne, it says that there's lightning and loud sounds and thunder.
当我们看到说在他的这个宝座上呢，我们有闪电，有雷轰。
What does that symbolize?
那么这些代表什么呢？
Who does this person is?
这个人是谁呢？
It's the Ancient of Days.
是亘古常在者。
You know, when Daniel gets his vision, he sees the Ancient of Days sitting on his throne.
说但以理他的意象就是他看那个亘古常在者坐在他的宝座上。
You know, and his throne, it says it's ablaze with fire, and that there's a river of fire coming out from before the throne.
是他的宝座就是那是火焰，在他面前有火向河发出。
That God still exists.
那个神仍然在。
But remember the Exodus?
我们记得出埃及记吗？
You know, God delivered the people of God from Pharaoh.
那么神拯救以这个以色列民从法老的手中。
You know, we've been delivered from the power of Satan and brought into the kingdom of his beloved son.
我们也是在被神从魔鬼撒旦的掌控当中来到拯救到神的面前。
So we have to remember that when they were on the mountain and Moses was going to go up and receive the Ten Commandments.
那么我们记得他们在圣山的时候，摩西到山上去领受这个神的诫命的时候。
There was thunder and there was lightning.
那么在山上有雷轰，有闪电。
There was a loud sound like a trumpet on the mountain.
有大声，如角声甚大。
And God comes down in fire.
那么耶和华在火中降在山上。
This is the God that delivered the people from Israel.
这就是把以色列人从埃及当中拯救出来的神。
When our lives are out of control,
当我们的生活失控的时候
，It's the same God.
是同样这位神。
That delivered people from Egypt, the most powerful nation on the face of the earth.
是当时在世界上最强大的国家，就是埃及当中把以色列民人拯救出来的这位神。
Do you think there's a nation or a group of people that is so powerful God cannot handle?
你以为是你你们是不是有你觉得世界上有没有一个这个国家有这么强大神不能掌控的
？When our lives are out of control.
当我们的生活失控的时候
，We gotta focus on that.
所以我们要定睛在他们的身上。
You got to remember that.
我们要记住这点。
You know, when things go wrong, remember that.
当事情不如意的时候，我们记住这点。
You know, take that and put that in the back of your mind.
那么记住这个这个记忆这个景象，留在你的脑海当中。
When the American economy goes down again and collapses, what do you got to remember? God's in control.
当美国的经济再次衰落的时候，我们要记住神在掌权。
You know, you lose everything.
如果你失去所有东西的时候
，God's still in control.
神仍然在掌权。
You know, you go to the hospital and you come back with a disease that the antibiotics don't work with anymore.
如果你去了医院，你回来，你有这个病，你的这个抗生素已经不再有效的时候
，God is still in control.
神仍然在掌控。
We got to remember that and put it back here.
我们要记住放在我的脑海里边。
Because life is not stable.
因为生活并不是那么稳定。
We want it to be.
我们想让它稳定。
But things happen.
但是事情会发生。
And the second thing we have to remember is Christ has already conquered.
但我们第二个要记的事情是耶稣基督已经得胜。
In fact, he's not only conquered, he's in control of history.
其实不仅仅是得胜，他是在掌控历史。
You know, look at what it says here about the scroll.
说我们来看看这个地方写的讲这个经卷是怎么说的。
You know, I saw in the hand of him who was sitting on the throne, what was it? A scroll.
说我看那个坐在宝座上的右手当中有书卷。
You know, some of them say books.
有的地方是说是书。
But books as we know didn't exist then.
说我们知道在那个时候其实没有书这样的形式。
You know, you.Unroll a scroll.
是一个卷，书卷。
Scrolls have a lot of meaning.
那么这个书卷呢，有很多的意思。
But if you remember Ezekiel,
如果你记住以西结里书里边怎么说的
，You know there was a scroll.
就那里边有一个书卷。
It was about God's judgment, God's control of history.
是神的审判，神掌控历史。
That's why when I say.The scroll is written on the inside and the out, as actually symbolizes all of history, God's judgment at the very end of all of human history, when God is going to destroy the earth and make it new.
所以我们看到这个书卷上呢，是里外都写着在，就是在人类历史在结束的时候，神的最后审判。
But the truth is, everything in between, he's still in control of.
其实不仅仅是那些是在那之前，人类整个的历史都在里边。
Who is worthy?
那么谁配得
？Did you say pay?
Pay.
Pay.
Pay. Yeah.
Pay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
就是 worthy.
Worthy. No.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay mean fit?
Yeah. Or yes.
Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah.
It's fit. It's perfect. It matches.You see, what he's saying is, it's not just that he's worthy; it's that all of human history matches the power of Christ.
所以 yeah, 配在中就我们中文里面也是说配合两个相符，所以
配合
对，所以他是在配得，而且呢是他恰恰好就是这个他有这个能力来做这个事情。
Man, that Christ, he's got power.
啊，我们知道耶稣基督有能力。
Every aspect of human history.
是我们人类历史的每一个层层面面。
You know, and so he gives them a picture of a power of that power.
他给他们一个那个给他们一个图画，就是这个能力的图画。
You know, it's a lion.
是一个狮子。
You know, it's not a lion that you can shoot with a bow and chase for 40 hours.
不是说你射这个狮子，打死这个狮子，然后追它这个四个小时。
No, this is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Messiah.
这是这个犹大支派的这个狮子，是那个弥赛亚。
It's the root of David.
是大卫的根。
He's overcome.
他已经胜了。
He's already conquered everything.
他已经在凡事上得胜。
He's conquered death.
他在死与死亡在得胜了死在死亡上得胜。
He's conquered Satan.
他战胜了撒旦。
He's conquered sin.
他战胜了罪恶。
He's conquered everything that can have power over us.
他已经在凡事上得胜。
That's why he can open the scroll and have control of history.
所以他可以打开这个书卷，他掌控历史。
A lion.
是一个狮子。
Isn't a lion a good picture?
是不是狮子是一个很好的一个图画呢？
You know, think of a lion.
我们想想那个狮子。
You know, you walk along.
我们就走，一直在，我们就在走。
Roar! And it comes out and it eats you.
突然大叫一声，出来这个狮子。
This is a powerful animal.
这个是很有能力的狮子，可以吃你。
So John, he turns to see the lion.
所以这个约翰就转身来看这个狮子。
How does the lion conquer?
说这个狮子它怎么样得胜呢？
Look at this.
我们来看看这个图画。
Behold that lion.
我们来看看这个狮子。
The lion that's overcome.
这狮子得胜的狮子。
And he sees this little tiny lamb.
他看到的是一只羔羊。
I mean, a weak, weak, weak lamb.
那个咩咩叫的小羊。
And it's not only a lamb, it looks like it's already dead.
它不光是一个只是个小羊，而且是一个被杀掉的小羊。
It's been sacrificed for sins.
是已经为罪而来这个做牺牲的小羊。
When it says slain, it doesn't mean killed. It means that his neck has been slit.
他说这个被杀的羔羊不只是说是杀是死的羊是在脖子被砍开了。
In the way they would sacrifice a lamb for sins.
是那就是他们那个时候用羊来为罪做牺牲的样子。
He's died.
他已经死了。
That's how he's overcome.
那他就是因此而战胜。
Our victory is in the death of Christ.
我们的得胜是在耶稣基督的为我们死了当中。
But you know, again, notice the seven horns.
那么我们再来看看他头上有七个角。
You know, you got to think about those rams when they boom, boom, boom.
我们想想那个公羊，他们脚上那个头上那个角，他们在争斗的时候。
公羊？
啊，公羊 ，ram。
Ram, 公 like.
这个没有。
老公
？Yeah, yeah.
It's a real man. He's a real man. 老公 ，Yeah, the real man. But he doesn't have two of them. He has seven.
它不是只是有两个，它有七个。
And seven's a symbolic number for perfection.
那么七就是代表完美的意思。
He has perfect, absolute power.
它是有完美的、绝对的权力。
And eyes, they symbolize his knowledge.
是这个眼睛是他的知识。
Seven of them means that he knows every single thing there is to know.
它有七个眼睛，就说明他知道所有的事情。
This is the one that's conquered for us.
这就是为我们。征战得胜的。
But he's worthy to take the scroll and to break the seals.
但是他配得打开书卷，打开这个印。
And to have a truly stable life.
我 可以有一个真正的稳定的生活。
To have a truly stable life, we need not to look at how the people around us, how the world gets stability, because in the end, it's not stable.
是有一个真正的稳定的生活，不是看看我们周围的人，他们有怎么样稳定的生活，因为最后结果是他们没有这个稳定性。
You know, he is fit. Why? Because he's been slain, the lamb that's been slain.
他为什么可以呢？是因为他被杀了。
You know, he went up on the cross.He went in.
So, he went to the 十字架上，然后他到了又到了地里面。
I went on vacation last week.
那么上个礼拜我去度假了。
I don't know if any of you have ever been here yet.
但我不知道你们有没有去过这个地方。
Man, Washington State has the most beautiful forest in all of America.
说这个华盛顿州有全美国最好的温带雨林。
I mean, I've been around the world.
那我去过世界上很多地方。
And I've never seen anything like it. These trees that are 300 feet tall.
这我在任何一个地方没有见过这么高的树，三百尺的树。
And they're so thick. There's no sunlight. There's no light at all.
那么这个非常浓密，说里边没有一点阳光都没有。
And each tree, this is what I've read. It's scientific. Every single tree has an average of one ton, that's 2,000 pounds of moss hanging from it.
所以每一棵树呢，平均来讲都有一吨，也就是2000磅的那个苔藓挂在这个树上。
And the whole floor of the forest is covered. It has about 10 to 12 inches of moss.
所以在地上，整个地上铺着大概有十寸厚的这个苔藓。
Go back.
说再。
Go back. Okay.There is an average. Go ahead.
平均
of 10,000 seeds that fall, only one survives.
那么平均来讲，有十万个种子落在地上，只有一个种子能够发芽。
So, you know, in this forest.
那么在这个雨林里边
，the rain forest.
这个雨林。
It has between 160 inches of rain and 200 inches of rain every year.
说它大概平均的每年有160寸到200寸的雨。
Can you believe that?
能相信吗？这么多水。
And then on top of that, when the clouds come and it's foggy, another 30 inches falls just from the stuff that collects on top of the trees.
那么它当那个很那个厚的云彩来的时候呢，从那个云彩里边又有大约有30寸的这个。这个水降下来。
And then they've got these weird-looking trees.
那我看看有些很奇怪的一些树。
I mean, isn't that weird?
是不是看起来很奇怪，很怪
？You know, I mean, it's like the trees. Their roots come down, and then they're standing on. Do you know stilts?
啊呀，像那个这个树呢，长下来，它那个树呢，像踩在高跷上一样。
And they're big.
它们很大。
They're strong.
非常的有非常的壮。
You know, and so you can see they're kind of interesting here.
说我们看看很有意思的是。
Look at that one up there. It's got, you know, it's like this, and then it has this root that goes out.
那么我看有些树根扎下来，还有一根树根呢是直直走出去。
What does that come from?
那么这从哪来的呢
？And then in the middle, they all have these holes.
那么它们中间呢都有一个空洞。
Now.This is how big they are, the holes. Can you see this lady?
所以我们看这个洞大概有多大，你看了没有？那个里边还有人在里边。
They have these holes that are so big people can go into.
所以你看那个洞这么大，一个人可以走过去。
If I was a little boy, that would be great. And sometimes they're all lined up. There's a whole group of these trees in a line.
它有的时候呢，这些树呢长得连着一串长起来。
This is stability.
这就是稳定性。
Where do they come from?
稳定性从何而来
？Now watch, see this log.
我们来看看那个地上那棵树。
You know the trees, they last 500 years.
这树呢，它们寿命大概有500年。
And then they fall down.
然后呢就死了，躺到地上。
And then it rains.
然后就下雨。
And you know it takes 300 years for them to.Degrade.
然后大概有300年的时间，他们就开始腐烂。
So you walk along and you see all these little plants growing along the top.
所以如果你这么走的话，你可以看到很多很多的小的植物就长在这个树的上面。
And then you see these little trees growing on top. They're all in a line.
所以你一看那上面有很多小树就长在上面，它们在一个在一条线上。
The tree has died.
这个树死掉了。
And all these other trees are living on top of the one tree.
但是别的更多的树是长在这棵树上。
And they grow.
它们可以一直生长。
Now the thing about these trees.
那我们来这些树。
See, they're called nurse logs.
是就是属于是这个护这个说奶妈 tree, 奶妈树。
It's not nurse like in the hospital.
说不是像在这个在医院里边的护士。
It's like a 保姆。
像个保姆。
You know, nurse that takes care of a child.
像个奶妈对奶母。
Yeah, it's 保姆。
对。
保姆。It's about, you know, the wood.
Yeah.
Okay. It grows all these trees on top of it.
所以这个树上呢，这个保姆树上有这个奶妈树上有很多的小树长在上面。
But when I did research and I started reading about it, I learned something really interesting.
那我在开始呢读有关这方面的这个书的时候呢，我发现更多有意思的事实。
You know, the seeds are falling to the ground.
那么这个从落到地上那些种子
，But the ones that go to the ground can't grow.
他们如果落在地里边的话，不能再长了。
Because there's trees below, and bushes, and then moss.
因为他们上面有树，有灌木丛，然后呢有苔藓。
The moss is so thick it can't go to the soil, so the seeds that land on the moss, which is everywhere, can't grow.
所以你落到这个苔藓上的时候呢，因为它跟地不能到土里去，所以它不能够。生长。
So, out of 10,000 seeds that fall,
所以在这个一万个种子里边落下来的种子里边
，10 grow on those trees.
有十个是长在这个树上。
And of the 10 of those 10,000 seeds that grow on the tree, only one survives.
所以这十在这一万个种子里边，这十个小树会长，其中有一个能长成。
Only one.
只有一个。
And then as they grow, watch this.
那么我们看看，当它长生长的时候
，they go in and the seeds begin to put their roots around the tree.
所以当它们这个小树在增长的时候，它那个它的它的根呢就会抱着这个树来长。
And then they go around the tree like this.
所以它就来抱着这个树干，底下这个枯树来生长。
And then they begin to work their way through the tree as the tree begins to decompose.
所以它有的时候是这个树呢，在不断腐烂的时候，它也可以长过这个树里面。
You know, so you can see they start out like this, and then they end up and the tree's gone.
所以最后呢，它们开始是那样长的，最后长一直生长，最后的结果底下那个奶妈树就会消失了。
It's a forest that has 200 inches of rain a year.
这个雨林是每年有200英寸的雨。
Storms with 40 to 60 mile an hour winds.
说经常有40到60英里每个小时的这种风速。
And do you know the ones that last through those storms?
你知道什么样的树可以是能够经历这个风雨而不倒？
Which ones last through the storms?
哪一棵树能够经受这个风暴？
The ones that sink their roots into the baum.
是那个能够把根深深地扎在土里面的树。
The one who takes their roots and they hold on strong.
所以那些就是他们就能够深深地扎根，能够一直地抱住。
You want to know who that root is?
你知道那根树根是谁吗？
Remember the root of David?
你记得那个大卫的根吗？
The lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David.
Yeah, 犹大支派的狮子，这个大卫的根。
Jesus is the log.
耶稣就是那个保姆树。
He died for us.
他为我们死了。
He's conquered Satan, sin, and death.
他战胜了这个撒旦死。
And when history changes and our lives are unsettled, the only way that we survive, that we become the one of the 10,000 that make it through, are the ones that hold on to Christ.
说当历史在发生变化，我们的生活在发生变化，我们如果能够生存的话，就是我们把根深深地扎在土里。
You know, the storms come through, but if we have our roots dug deep into Jesus Christ, we will survive.
是，但是如果这可以，那个风暴来的时候，我们如果把我们的根深深地扎在耶稣基督里面的时候，我们就可以生存。
Are your roots dug deep into Christ?
你们的根是深深在耶稣基督里面吗？
Is your family's roots deep in Christ?
你们家庭的根是深深扎在耶稣基督里面吗？
Do you even know Christ?
我们认识耶稣基督吗？
I mean, you know, maybe this is all new.
也许这些都是新的，对你来说。
But if you want to survive the storms of life,
say it again.
If you want to survive the storms of life,
如果你想如果能够你想经历生活当中的这个风暴的话，
don't wait for the storm.
不要等待那个风暴。
You know, sink your roots deep into Jesus Christ right now.
说把你的根深深地扎在耶稣基督的身体里面。
And then when the storms that are economic, that are social,that our political and our society seems to change and life feels like it's out of control and we're victims, we're not victims, we're overcomers.
所以当任何经济的风暴、政治的风暴、社会生活、家庭生活发生变化的时候，我们就不是这个变化的受害者，是我们是胜利者。
What does this Bible passage teach us?
那我们的圣经的经节是什么呢？
Three things. Three.
有三个境界。
God is in control.
耶稣神在掌控。
Christ has conquered, and we conquer if we hold on to Him.
耶稣基督已经得胜了。如果我们扎根在耶稣基督里面，我们可以跟他一起得胜。
And you know, like a good American pastor, there's got to be three points.
说如果任何一个美国牧师的话讲经的话呢，一定要有三个点。要
Our mission still continues.
说我们的这个使命呢？
You know, John sees this vision of Christ.
那么约翰看到了这个神的这个耶稣基督的意象。
And these four creatures and these 24 elders that represent the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles, all the people of God together.
所以这个四个活物和二十四个长老代表了以色列的十二个支派和十二个使徒。
What do they tell us?
他告诉我们什么？
You know, he's overcome.
他已经得胜。
But there's more.
还有更多。
You were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people.
说你为被杀，你为我们，你用的你的宝血，赎回了这些人。
And when that we read that word ransom with the lamb, we know that it is the Passover lamb that has taken the people out of Egypt. He's been rescued. We've been rescued.
他赎回我们的时候，就像在那个逾越节的时候，那个被杀的羔羊，他从这个埃及把我们拯救出来。
But there's more.
还有更多。
The people are from every tribe, language, people, and nation.
所以我们人呢是从各族、各方、各民、各国当中。
And the people that have come out, they've been made a kingdom of God.And priests.
被带出来这些人，他们就会作为国民，成为祭司。
You know, Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
所以耶稣基督叫他自己是人子。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was the Son of Man.
Because 他是人的儿子。
You know, and at the end, he says, you know, go make disciples of every single nation.
所以在最后的时候，他说，你去到万民当中，万民到各国去，让万民做我的门徒。
You know, and that word go doesn't, it's not a command go, it's as you're going through life.
所以这个去不只是一个，它是个命令，是当你在生活当中一步步走过的时候。
You know, when we go to work, when we talk with our neighbors, you know, we go to the swim club, we go anywhere, we're supposed to make disciples of all.
所以我们当我们去上班的时候，去工作的时候，去游泳的时候，所以我们要让所有的人做耶稣基督的门徒。
And when Jesus said, you know, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, go make disciples, he's saying it as the Son of Man.
所以他耶稣基督说世上的权柄都给了我，所以你去到万民当中使万民做我的门徒的时候，他是说是我是人子。
The vision God gave to Daniel.
是。这个是神给但以理的这个意象是
God is on his throne, the ancient of days.
说神在他的宝座上。
And the Son of Man, Christ, comes to him on clouds.
说人子在驾着云来到他的面前。
And to the Son of Man was given.
接下来第二就是这个人子是给了一个
dominion, glory, and a kingdom, the kingdom of God.
他给了他的国，他的荣耀。
Which came when Jesus arrived.
说会来到，但耶稣基督起来的时候，从死里复活的时候。
But there's a purpose, and it's our responsibility.
但是我们有一个我们有一个责任。
You know, so that all peoples, nations, and languages would serve him, and the word "serve" means to worship him.
所以是使各方各国各族的人都服侍他。
And this is interesting because here's this group of Israel, and they're oppressed by the Babylonians and in Babylon, and what God's saying is, reach out to them.
所以我们看到这一群神的子民，他们在巴比伦受压迫，神说，哎，去，去，让他们去展开。
We're priests. The gospel is for all people, but we're priests.
我们就是那个神的祭司，是向他们传讲的。
We are a priest that represent God everywhere we go.
所以我们在任何一个地方我们去的时候，我们都代表神。
And God says we're priests to every single ethnic group.
所以神告诉我们说，我们向是任何一个民族的人来传讲。
You know, here when they're falling, he says you've ransomed people from every tribe, every language, every nation.
所以神说他用的赎价，让是各族各方各国各民的人当中买的人。
But it says that, you know, he's made us a kingdom, but he's also made us priests to all those people.
他让我们成了国民，同时我们是做祭司。
But that goes back to the very beginning of the book.
所以这就是我们回到了这本书的最开始的地方。
You know, here's these group of churches that are in Asia Minor, and they're being persecuted.
所以在小亚细亚这个七个教会，他们被遭受迫害。
And then what does he say about us?
这个地方告诉我们的是什么呢？
He says, yeah, he loves you, he's freed you from your sins, but he's also made us a kingdom priest to God.
所以他爱我们，他把我们从罪里拯救出来，同时让我们在神的国里做祭司。
Even in the midst of your unstable lives, you're a priest to God.
即使我们的生活不稳定，我们也是神的祭司。
You know, and that's the very first thing that God said to the people of God when they came out and stood at Mount Sinai.
所以这就是神在把神国的把神的子民从埃及带出来的时候，在那个西乃山的时候，这是神给他告诉他们第一件事情。
He told Abraham, he told Isaac, he told Jacob.You are to be a blessing to all peoples of the earth.
所以他告诉亚伯拉罕，告诉这个以撒，告诉雅各说，你们是当时是成为万民的祝福。
And they've just come out of Egypt, and the first thing he says is, you've got to remember, you are a kingdom of priests.
所以当他们刚刚从埃及出来的时候，这个神告诉他们说，你们是祭司的国度。
Not just by sending people overseas.
不是仅仅是把我们派。宣教士到国外去。
You know, when you go to work, is it you go to work, right?
所以当你去上班的时候
，people in school,
people
that are in, you got your kids in school.
所以你这个人在学校里边。
Okay, so if you're angry at me, talk to me later, okay?
如果你要是在生我的气的话呢，你可以过后跟我来跟我谈话。
Okay, so.Please forgive me in advance.
请先原谅我。
Is it just you and white people?
Is it what?
When you live, is it just you in your life and white people? Byron.
Oh, 所以你是在生活当中只有你和白人吗？
Is it?
是只有吗？你或者和白人吗？
Ma, you know, I walk around and I see people.Here in Vancouver, from a lot of places.
所以，但是我在这个地方呢，我看到呢，是在温哥华呢，有很多不同的民族的人。
You know, my street not only has a couple of Chinese families, one from mainland China, a couple that are from Taiwan. It's got people that are from India, and it has people that are from Korea.
所以我看到在网络上有不光有中国人从大陆来、台湾来的，还有从印度来的，还有从韩国来的。
You know, when I walk into Fred Meyer, you know, and I hear Vietnamese being spoken, and I hear people from the Philippines speaking.
所以我在进到福尔马尔的时候，我听到有些人呢不仅讲越南话，也讲菲律宾话。
And that's who we're supposed to be priests to.
说这是我们应该也跟他们宣讲福音的人。
you know, but if we have a church and we all speak Mandarin,
如果我们有一个教会只是讲这个普通话，
you know, we're 我们不说广东话，
so we don't speak Cantonese.
You know, we speak 国语，
因为我们讲， so we speak Mandarin.
普通话，
yeah, Mandarin.
You know, we're surrounded by people that speak other languages.
但是我们周围是被很多讲不同语言的人环绕。
What do you do?
那你做什么？
You know, God has given us an English ministry.
那么神给了我们一个英语的一个事工。
And actually with the elders, we've been talking a lot about it lately.
那么所以其实我们的在这个长老团里边我们也最近讲了很多。
You know, I think the reason that God gives us an English ministry is to be able to reach out, you know, to other Asians.
所以当神给我们一个英语的一个事工，就是让我们在其他的亚洲民族当中去传讲福音。
You know, the people that you work with that are from Vietnam and Korea and maybe even India and the Philippines.
所以就是在你的这个工作当中，你的那些越南的、菲律宾人、印度或者其他的那些人。
You know, where they've grown up in America and they don't know Korean, but they're still Korean Americans.
所以就好像那些长大美国长大，他是韩国人，但是他虽然不讲韩语，但是还是韩裔美国人。
I want you to do me a favor.
所以我请你帮我一个忙。
Will you do me a favor?
能帮我一个忙吗？
Will you do me a favor?
可以帮我一个忙吗？
Okay. I want you to notice those people.
我请你能够注意到这些人。
In the next two or three weeks, I want you to notice every Asian and every Asian American that you are around.
所以你就在接下来两个礼拜当中，你看到你那些亚裔美国人，在你周围的亚裔美国人。
And I want you to start praying for them.
我盼望你能够为他们祷告。
Pray.
祷告。
And pray that God will actually bring them here.
说。祷告，就神能够把他们给带到我们教会当中来。
Pray that a day would come that they would be able to come to the English ministry.
所以祷告是他们能够来到我们的这个英语施工的聚会当中。
And I ask you to pray for the English ministry to change.
然后也请你祷告，帮助我们的英语的施工呢，能够改变。
You know, please pray that we would change so that we would be able to reach people.
我们改变是这样的话，我们能够去去接触到这些人。
You know, to serve as the priests to the other nations in Clark County.
所以我们成为在这个克拉克这个县里边其他民族的这个祭司。
Will you do that for me?
能为我做这件事情吗？
Okay. Thank you, David.
好，谢谢。
Thank you, David. Thank you. Life's out of control sometimes.
生活有的时候是失控的。
没有稳定生活。
No stability in life.
You know, things change.
世界发生变化。
But remember, the king is on his throne.
但是我们要记住，王在他的王座这个王宝座上。
God is in control.
神在掌控。
Christ has already conquered.
耶稣基督已经征战得胜了。
We need to put our roots deep in Jesus Christ.
我们把我们的根要深深地扎在耶稣基督里边。
And the mission that he gives us still continues no matter how bad things are.
他给我们的使命依然继续。
The truth is sometimes God makes it bad so that we will do his mission.
所以有的时候其实呢有的时候神让事情呢可能看起来不利是我们可以能够做他的事工。
Let me pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father God, we do know that you love us and that you love all kinds of people.
我们的父神，我们知道你爱我们，你爱所有的人。
And you know that there's a lot of people here in Clark County.
你知道在这个克拉克县有很多的人。
And in northern Portland.
也还有在这个波特兰的北部。
That need to hear your gospel.
他们这些人也要需要听到你的福音。
And I pray, Father, that you will really help us to be effective.
我们也祷告，你能够帮助我们，让我们变成非常有果效的人。
At reaching the people that are around us.
能够去能够向周围的人传讲福音。
to bring glory to Christ.
能够把荣耀给耶稣带给耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Okay. Thanks.